Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
We've seen and read headlines of Singapore's biggest sectors reeling from the impact of COVID-19, but we often forget that there are smaller sectors that are also affected. Smaller sectors, but sectors we depend on a lot. Take the money-changing scene, for example. All of them have been badly hit by COVID-19. Business pretty much at the standstill for most of them. As it is, the sector has already been having issues with the future of the trade, with chances of them becoming obsolete looming in the near future. How many of them are there in Singapore? 270 money changers. And according to a Monetary Authority of Singapore spokesperson, since April last year, 37 money changers have temporarily ceased their business. 5 of them have since resumed operations. 12 have closed permanently. So what has money changers in Singapore done to survive this huge setback? Are they tapping into government aid to help them survive, perhaps? Let's find out more from Oli Muhammad, Secretary of Money Changer Association Singapore. Oli, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good, sir. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. And, you know, like I mentioned at the start, this is something we take for granted, you know, the money changer, until it's time to change money. And then the money changer is on a lunch break. But now different. We can't travel, right? How tough is the situation right now?
Okay, now it's very tough for most of us. Actually, all of us. The revenue has been down by more than 90%. We have totally no sales at all from March 2020. When the first news of the COVID pandemic was going in the news, you know, people, then already we started having slow business. People were canceling their tour, their business plans and all that. So it's pretty bad, yes.
Yeah. You're Secretary of Money Changer Association Singapore, so you obviously see this broad picture, but you have your own personal interests because you own Straits Foreign Exchange. So for your business point of view, I mean, what are you seeing? How have you had to sort of deal with this pandemic?
Okay, Straits Foreign Exchange, yes, I have 3 staff and myself. Mm. 3 of them are Singaporeans. The business has been very bad. And lucky for me, I've got a pretty good landlord. So I explain things to him. And so they are quite easy on my rental.
Okay.
It's still very tough on myself, but lucky that I have government support from JSS, which I use to retain my staff.
Let's talk about that then. Yeah.
So it helps me to retain the staff by paying them their salaries, because I've got totally no revenue at all.
Yeah.
So no revenue. So I have to rely on my past savings to actually pay my staff and pay the rental and all that. So yes, it's quite tough.
Actually, you fall under for JSS support. Are you under Tier 1?
Yes. Before, we were in Tier 3. And then the association wrote into the authorities saying that we are tied to the aviation industry.
Okay.
So they gave us actually Tier 1. So 75%.
75%?
So it was, wow, it was really helpful.
That's a huge relief. Although that's going to slowly start to decrease in the coming months, right? Are you... It's a tough juggle because this is going to decrease in the coming months, but you're seeing reports in the papers like potential travel bubbles and whatnot. I do want to talk a bit about this travel bubble, right? And use an example. December last year, we almost had a travel bubble with Hong Kong. I don't know if you can remember, but at that time, did you see a sudden uptick in, you know, people wanting to change money before those people who maybe book their flights or something like that?
Actually, no. Because I think the amount of people going to Hong Kong was relatively small compared to the overall picture. So we had about 1 or 2 customers asking about the Hong Kong rate or the US dollar rate.
Okay.
But other than that, it was pretty normal. I mean, during the COVID situation. So we hardly have any customers now coming in asking for rates or looking at the board. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of pointless, and we take it for granted, as I always say. But with regard to these travel bubbles, I mean, I know it's still early days, but what are you hoping for in terms of perhaps maybe the capacity of travelers that's needed to prop up the money-changing industry?
Okay, so for the most of our money changers, right, at least about 30% to 40% of the revenue actually comes from cross-border transactions, the Malaysian ringgit. So because we have a lot of workers here, guests here who are from Malaysia, and then all from Indonesia. So these two are the, I can say, the major currencies.
Right, right.
So once, now they're saying they're giving injections to the Malaysians.
The delivery drivers, right?
Riders, yeah. Slowly, I think, also on the Malaysian side, I think they're also having their vaccination drive. So slowly, if they start opening the borders, and then if there is a movement of workers from here and there, so I think that will help us a bit.
I'm sensing that, okay, yeah, travel around the world and whatnot, if that can open with various bubbles. But the best bubble that can open to really prop up the money changer industry is a bubble between Singapore and JB at least, right?
Yes, correct.
Can imagine all the people going to the shopping centres there. I can imagine that already. Okay, so I want to talk about the industry over the past 12 years because you've been in the industry for 12 years. How different is this setback, this pandemic, compared with other slowdowns that you've perhaps gone through?
Okay, during the SARS period, the time I was in the civil service, that time I actually managed to catch a flight to London because they were on sale by SQ. That time, but then I have some money changing friends that time. They were saying that business was slow, but then it picked up about 2-3 months later because it was localized to the Asia Pacific region. The whole world was not affected, so travel was still going on to other parts of the world where SARS was not around. And then during the Asian financial crisis, and then the financial crisis also, the business slows down by about 10-20%.
Oh.
But then, it slows down a bit, but then people still need to travel, you see. So they still need to go for their holidays, their business meetings and
all that.
So we could still survive. The thing was, we could still survive. The revenue was there.
Right.
But now the borders are totally closed.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like unprecedented.
Because of a virus is a different way of dealing with
it. And the whole world is affected at the same time. So it's like, it's something that we have never seen.
It's an unbiased sweep across the world. I'm curious also, though, with money changes. I mean, we take out this 2020 pandemic aside. In a regular year, broadly speaking, is it possible that there are days as a money changer where you don't see any gross profit?
It depends on the money changers.
Okay.
Where is their location? How is their rate? How is their service? Some do better than the others. Some you can find long queues because they offer a very good rate. Yeah, so for them, I think they do well. Then for some who don't offer so good rates, the customers are fewer.
Okay.
But generally, we could survive.
On a forward-thinking front, right, I mean, because you're part of the Money Changer Association, I mean, do you guys talk about, I mean, are there like training courses or do you guys talk about how to transform, how to improve, even simple things like customer service? Is this something that can be, for lack of a better choice of words, like sort of governed by this association?
Okay, yes, we actually conduct anti-money laundering courses.
Oh,
yes, so the members, they come in, they attend, and we also tie them up with other courses which are available, which they can use their skills, credit future funds and all that from the government to make full use of it to upgrade themselves. And then we also studied about going into the fintech industry by creating an app ourselves. We were actually doing it when the COVID came about.
Right, right.
So because of that, it's still pending process.
Okay. So you've got fintech that tends to be a bit of a disruptor, especially to you, which is usually seen as
correct.
A more traditional business. Because of COVID, we also saw 12 money changers close. But if we were to take COVID aside, what do you think will be the biggest push in destroying the money changing business, or what can save the money changing business?
Okay, like you said, money changing is a very traditional business. So we use the paper currency. Some customers, they actually prefer the paper currencies when they travel abroad, except for a few countries which are really into digital payment, like, for example, China.
Okay.
Okay, but when they travel to, let's say, Southeast Asian countries, they still prefer to take their paper currencies. It's easier for them when they transactions overseas.
Right.
Say like you cross the border, then you want to buy something, you just give your ringgit and then you get back your change. They find it very easier. And also for the older population. So the younger population, they tend to be more tech savvy. So they're into fintech. So they'll use all the different payment services available to them. But I think at the end of the day, I think customers, they want the best and the cheapest. so if they find that they can get a better deal from going to the money changers, they'll come to the money changers. Or if they find that they can get a better deal by going to the digital payment platform, I think they will go and do that. So I think currently the money changers, we are somewhere in between.
Right, right. But yeah, can this app that you guys are developing, can it take you a little bit further than being just somewhere in between? Like still make you guys relevant? Is this possible? Is this what you're looking at?
Yes. So actually we wanted to create an app where, you know, they can come and the customers, they can use it. Mm. And then the dividend that we get from the app, then we can pay it out to the members.
Right. So it's a collective effort in that sense.
Yes.
Stick together.
A collective effort by the association.
Wow. Okay.
But, yes. Mm. To help the members going forward, because a lot of them are saying it's going to be a sunset industry, and then the landscape might be totally different, because the governments all around the world are also pushing for digital payments.
Yeah, but while the landscape may be different in the future, nothing will ever beat the security of having some paper currency in your pocket, especially when you're traveling.
Yes, correct. I remember I was reading someone from Hokkaido. He was saying that he was 100% digital. And then when the pandemic struck, there was no power in his phone, and then he couldn't go about doing his daily stuff. So, you know, it's if you have some cash in your pocket, you know, it's so easy. You know, you just go and do your stuff and it finishes.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you go and pay something and then there's some problem, you know, you want to get it reversed or something. You know, it's a bit of a hassle.
Ollie, just to wrap up, what are your thoughts on, I don't know, vending machine type of currency exchange? Is this something that's an innovative idea worth looking into?
Most of my customers, right, they come to me, they trust me, they see my face, you know, they say hello, we have a small chit-chat, you know, we ask about each other, and then we go into the currencies, you know, they ask for a better rate, and then, you know, I offer them a slightly better rate from the board. So, and then if it is a larger amount, then I have to do some customer due diligence, you know. The service is more personalized.
Yeah.
And they prefer it. And then, you know, where it comes to some cases where, you know, I might not have small change, so I might ask you to round up. So these are the instances that, you know, I think a vending machine might be handicapped.
Right. You know what's my favorite? And just to wrap up, my favorite is when you go to the money changer and then he starts to take out his calculator. Then you're thinking to yourself, I got chance, maybe better rate. I've been speaking with Ollie Muhammad, Secretary, Money Changer Association Singapore. Ollie, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care, stay safe, and wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you, sir. We need it very much. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.